In this segment, we'll talk about a very simple yet very effective type of communication with our customer. We'll talk about the message that we communicate to our customers at the end of each sale. Most florists don't give this a lot of thought. They end each sale by saying something like, "Have a nice day, nice to see you, hope to see you soon." These are nice thoughts, but we should be doing more. This is a golden opportunity. We're face to face with a customer, somebody who's shown a willingness to come to your store and spend money. Now, here in North America, what's the one thing we're almost certain we want that customer to do? We want them to come in more often. We need to take this opportunity to deliver a clear, concise message that will encourage them to do just that, to come back and buy flowers more often. Don't get me wrong, it's not just about pushing them for more purchases. We also want to let them know that we value their business. And that should be the first part of any message at the end of a sale. It should always start with, "Thank you for coming in. Thank you for your business. Thanks for stopping by." But after that, we want to deliver the message that's going to prompt them to come back. Let's start by thinking about the kinds of messages that we want to deliver. A common complaint about the flower business is that it's feast or famine. We have busy periods and we have slow periods. The type of message that we deliver are going to depend on the type of period that we're in. If we're in a busy period and we have lots of customers, we're going to use these messages to try and get them to come back during the slow periods when they typically would not be buying flowers. If we're in a slow period, we are going to try and organize sales for the busy periods. Here's what I mean. Let's imagine that it's early January. Many florists would consider this a slow period. Quite honestly, you're looking ahead to Valentine's Day. You know that's a big one for you, and you want to make sure you get as much money out of it as possible. You want to get your orders in as soon as you can. You want to order efficiently. You want to make sure you have the right amount of product, and you want to have as many pre-orders from your customers on the books as possible. So how do we do that? Well, the idea is that the messages we deliver to the customer throughout January are steering them to placing those Valentine's Day pre-orders as soon as possible. So the message might be something like, "Please remember to get your Valentine's Day order in as soon as possible. In fact, if you order before Feb 1, you'll receive double points on your purchase. Or if you order before Feb 10, we'll give you $5 off." We want to deliver a message that's going to help that customer come in, place the order ahead of time, because that helps us. During the busy time, in this case during Valentine's, the message will be different. During Valentine's, we want to talk to those customers who only come in the store once or twice a year to buy maybe at Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. We have those customers in front of us. We now want to give them a reason to come back and purchase throughout the rest of the year. So, we're going to deliver a message to that effect. On Valentine's Day, we might say something like, "Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the business. We hope to see you in March. All March, we're going to be running specials every week, some of the best deals we've ever had." It might be different. You might say, "All through March, we're having double points. It's a great time to buy flowers." During these busy periods, we want to be delivering a message that will get them back to the store as soon as possible. Now that we know what we want to say, how do we go about saying it? Floristware give us lots of options. The first is what we call the goodbye message. As a manager, in the settings, you can specify what we call the goodbye message. This is the message that Floristware presents to your employees at the end of each sale. Your employees are meant to read this message to your customer as part of their goodbye. We want this message to be clear and concise, and we want it to be focused on a specific goal. So let's imagine again that it's early January, we're concerned with Valentine's Day pre-orders. The message will be dedicated to that. It might be something like, "Thank you so much for your business, really hope you'll be back soon. Please remember to place your Valentine's Day pre-order as soon as possible." If you place it before Feb 10, you'll get double points. We also have other places we can deliver these messages. Floristware allows you to put messages on the receipts, the invoices, and the statements. We want these messages to reflect and reinforce what we're saying in the goodbye message. So on your receipts, it should say something very much like what you're saying to the customer when they leave. Thank you for the business. Let's get those Valentine's Day pre-orders in as soon as possible. That's really all there is to it. We always want to be delivering a clear, concise, and consistent message. It seems like a small thing, and I'm not going to lie to you. It's not going to double your sales, but it will help. Over time, you will see an increase in sales. Floristware makes it easy to deliver these messages. So please, put some thought into the content of the messages, and your business will be better for it.